I'm coming home. All right, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I hope you're still with us. We're getting ready to kick off our second hour. Let me quickly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. If you're just joining us, across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. To her right is my boy, Ty Ginn. Mm-hmm. My name is El Jefe.
El Jefe.
And I will continue to lead this...
train wreck?
Expedition, honey. Expedition, oh, okay. Not train wreck.
Not that bad.
To its conclusion around 8 o'clock. So we can get out of here and watch the hockey game.
About 2 minutes till 8. Right. So Joe can run his commercials and I can get situated before the puck drops.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the show, all of the songs this evening will have something to do with mama or mother or something like that. Oh, Mother's Day Sunday.
Right.
Give me a break, Ty. You keep looking at me like that. I swear to God, I might smack you.
You'll try.
So here's something that I wanted to talk about, and it kind of irked me last weekend when I was looking at the paper. So last Saturday was the Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was.
And I know what horse won. Justified. One or Justify
so
one.
I get $20, right?
From Ty, yes, because he was the loser.
You don't have Justify.
I do. It's in there.
It's not. No, I
threw
so.
That one away.
I don't know who has it. I think I threw mine away. I might. I have it right here.
What are you talking about?
I got it. I got Justify. There you go.
I need money.
No, you traded a horse for some gay horse with Ty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well. Anyway, so. I was in years past, I get excited. I've always gotten excited about the Kentucky Derby. Not that I'm a big horse race fan, that kind of thing, but it's a once a year kind of deal, you know?
Right. It's a big deal. I get to wear my hat. Right. My hat was spectacular this year.
Well, Friday in the Tampa Bay Times, I'm like, oh, there's got to be a big spread on the Kentucky Derby. Friday, there was a blurb, maybe 3 inches by 3 inches, and next to it, they had a list of all the horses that were going to race, so small, it would have been hard to read them with a magnifying glass. That was Friday. The Kentucky Derby was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Saturday morning comes, I'm thinking, okay, this is where they're going to have the big spread.
Right.
Right?
Like they usually have.
Like they usually have. Well, Saturday comes, now they've got an article about the size of a 3x5 card in the paper.
And that's it.
In a list of the horses, readable, but not that big. In years past, they've had a full page of all of the jockey's silks in color.
In color.
And a lot of times, because what we do here on the show, we will pick our horses according to the colors we like. A lot of times, we don't know anything about these horses. Yes. You know, we'll go by name, we'll go by colors, that kind of thing. Nothing.
Nothing.
So it got me to thinking, is the Kentucky Derby going away?
No.
Is it something where, oh my God, the soccer moms have gotten a hold of the Kentucky Derby, it's wrong to be riding these horses, right? It's animal cruelty, okay?
No.
Well, so that's in my mind. Until... we were down at the Berg. It was me and Ty and Steph and my dad.
Right.
We were having lunch down at the Berg in downtown St. Petersburg, right next to the Hideaway Cafe, one of my all-time favorite places where you can always catch Betty Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
second
and fourth Wednesday of every month.
Anyway, and TC Carr, don't forget him.
First and third Wednesday of every month.
Right. Anyway, so we're at the Berg. We're having burgers. The Kentucky Derby, they're airing like all the pre-race stuff and that kind of thing. It's raining cats and dogs in Kentucky.
It was also raining cats and dogs in St. Petersburg.
Right.
Which is why we weren't at the canopy on the rooftop of the Birchwood where we were going to go.
This is what dawned on me and made me start thinking about what's happening with our newspaper. Because here, this is Churchill Downs. in a downpour.
Yes.
The place was packed.
Yes.
I think they said they had a crowd of like 145,000 people there in the rain to see this race.
Over 157,000.
157,000 people there to see this race. So my question is, horse racing is not going away.
No.
Obviously, the soccer moms have not decided that these jockeys can't ride these horses anymore because, God forbid, they're hurting these horses, right?
Right.
So what's happening with the paper? This is like the Super Bowl of horse racing.
Right.
Why isn't the Tampa Bay Times sending somebody there or at least putting in what they've put in the past in the paper? Why did it get so little coverage?
I think it's cost. I do. I think so many people are getting their news online.
So are newspapers going to go away?
Probably.
I think they might.
I have heard some people say, you still read the paper?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I love the paper.
I
love to have something
in my hand.
Something tangible.
Right.
You know.
Like that you can put down and pick back up and go right. back and read.
That I can write on. I can make notes on.
Without, but yeah, unfortunately.
Hannah, your sister's being bad.
Newspapers, I think a lot of it is funding. Color ink is expensive.
Right.
And to do that full page spread of all of the horses and their silks.
Right.
is just not cost effective anymore, which is sad. It's sad to see that medium go away. I don't want it to go away.
Well, I would have thought that didn't the Tampa Tribune in the St. Pete Times, they merged, right?
Yes.
So now it's the Tampa Bay Times. When you think of a merger like that, you think that now all of a sudden they're stronger and they'd be able to do more things.
Right, but no, it's all about circulation.
But maybe, you're right, circulation. It's got to be that because, you know, just like somebody asking me, you still get the paper?
Right.
Yes, I still get the paper.
Yeah, and it's dwindling in many places, is what I'm noticing.
Do you find yourself believing more what you read in the paper or what you see online?
I believe more what I read in the paper.
I do too, because it's like they took the time to print it.
Yeah, there's something about that.
You know what I mean?
Something about that.
Yeah.
I
mean, and then you get used to your local paper journalists and things like that.
Right, your columnists that you like to read.
Right, So you get sort of a sense of trust with them. You go to Yahoo and stuff like that or Google or whatever. You don't know who's writing those stories.
Right.
I mean, there's fake news everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm sure there's fake news in the newspaper because the news has got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know. But I just don't think that there's old school journalism going on anymore.
No. I don't think so either. Which is so sad. I mean, just and I love old movies.
Yeah.
And I love watching old movies about the old newsmen that were, you know, out on the beat.
The old gumshoes.
Yeah.
Right? They
you
go
know,
out there and they...
doing their investigative research and going back to their...
Trying to get the scoop.
Non-electric typewriter.
Yeah,
and
right.
Manual typewriter. Tink, 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 tink. Getting their copy out.
Right.
You know, the grumpy old editor that...
Well, I don't know that I want to live in a world where there's no such thing as a newspaper anymore.
Yeah.
It'll be soon.
I don't know.
When you say soon, Ty, I mean, if you had to guess, I mean, how far off do you think that reality is?
Maybe 8 years.
8 years?
Oh.
You think that soon?
That soon? It can't be that soon.
I think it's...
I'm going to live longer than 8 years.
Yeah, I hope I do.
So, well, okay, so here's...
If I don't, please wrap my body
in
the last printed newspaper and then put me in the oven.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask, are they going to wrap your fish in just white paper now instead of newspaper?
No more paper.
Fish are going to go away, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably 10 years.
There's way too much plastic in the oceans now.
Right.
Fish aren't going to survive.
They're prepackaged.
You're going to catch a fish now.
Already packaged in plastic.
Prepackaged, right.
No, we're just going to start growing meat.
Oh.
All right.
With like 3D printers.
Oh. Mm.
That's the future.
Can't wait. Yeah, you've seen all those like sci-fi movies where it's like somebody serves them up a plate and it's got like three pills on it. One's flavored like steak and one's like broccoli and the other one's like a bun.
Yeah.
That's just not going to do it for my appetite.
That's not going to work for me.
That's not going to fill a belly.
I'm too little house on the prairie for that.
Unless you swallow that thing and it blows up in your stomach.
It might.
I want to taste it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean,
and it's not like, and they look like they're capsules. It's not like you can suck on it or anything.
Right.
It's not like a lozenge.
I think we need to start our hydroponic garden now before they start manufacturing and 3D printing all of our food.
I think we need to get into the marijuana game, man.
I saw a really cool, instead of like hydroponic grow system, it was called an aquaponics grow system.
What?
Which, I mean, same thing, right? But no, apparently... It's plants being grown in like fish tanks, pretty much. And
okay.
Like I've seen it. There's this one growery. They specialize in marijuana, of course, yeah. But they are the only one in the game in doing this aquaponics thing, where they're using fish tanks instead of hydroponics, where actually they're wasting a bunch of water and it's actually really bad for areas that are in drought.
Right.
So these aquaponic gigs save a whole lot of water, and from the, as gross as it is, the waste and the feeding the fish actually makes your product a lot more
healthy.
That.
It's getting all the
potent
nutrients from all the
all of the
crap,
all the fish poo.
So it's like self-fertilizing.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
That's that's like the.
It's pretty cool. It's actually really cool.
It's right. Like the kelp farmer we saw on Sunday morning, where he grows his kelp.
Yeah,
and then he's got his oysters growing underneath.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
He's doing it out in. Like the ocean.
Well, what was cool about that guy is that he's sort of gotten into this game ahead of the curve, and he is now a kelp farmer.
Right.
So he's sort of, I don't know how do you do this, where you can cordon off a section of the ocean.
Right. He got like some sort of permit.
Right.
Where...
And that's his farm, and he goes and he grows kelp. Now, there's so many things that are beneficial from kelp. Not only does it act like a filter for the ocean.
Right. It makes the water healthier.
But there's a lot of it that you can eat.
Yes. And it's great for your skin and hair.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like the vegetable of the future.
Yeah.
They even had a guy on that wrote a cookbook.
Right. All different kinds of
all different
seaweed.
Ways to... cook
recipes,
kelp,
right.
And how to use it, and
yep.
I don't know. It looked interesting to me, but it looked slimy. I gotta admit.
Well, here's the thing: if I could, we a lot of times if we're gonna eat a salad, we get like a bag-o salad,
right?
Okay, you open it up, it's crispy, it's you know, it's not slimy, that kind of thing. I would definitely try. The kelp salad, if I opened it up and it was crispy, it wasn't wet. It
didn't
wasn't,
smell fishy.
Didn't smell fishy.
Oceany.
Slimy.
I would definitely try it. Because, I mean, look, it's leafy. It's green. It's leafy. Just
it's,
like,
and it's
know.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's supposed
very
to be
good for you.
But I'm not going to eat it if it's yucky.
Yeah. Well, I want to check out the aquaponics then.
Yeah.
Just here in Florida, it seems like if you had your aquaponic garden outside, you would have aquaponic mosquito issues.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have like jumbo mosquitoes. But we do have a lot of bats.
So how did we get to this from talking about the paper going away?
Not quite sure. No. Anyway.
Well, we did.
We did.
This is
and
what,
it's cool.
This is what happens with this show, everybody.
Yeah, off the rails.
You know what I like about
this
show?
Well, I wanted to know what we were going to wrap our fish in, and it just kind of evolved.
Well, here's the thing about the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, okay?
We will talk to you about anything.
Yes, we will. And here's the thing. It is called the Happy Hour show. So we sort of do the show as if we are at happy hour. So you could sit down with us or any group of people and have similar conversations, right?
Right. You belly up to your local bar.
We're not trying to beat you to death with
fake news.
Stories. Well, look, I'm not always real accurate on the stories. So.
And neither is the guy. So,
some of it can be construed as fake news or neither is completely the guy, ridiculous.
Neither is the guy sitting next to you at the pub. So,
right.
You know, take it with a grain of salt. Or
what I'm saying is you just don't
know
where this show is going to go.
No, you don't. You never do.
Mm-hmm.
You never do.
Right. I know here in the near future, I do want to play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
You said that, but I'm not in a rush to play it. So.
All right. Well, I need a new beverage, so next break.
Hold on, break. Let me look over my notes here real quick, because I know that there are some things that I wanted to make sure that we covered.
Since Hannah doesn't want to be a bartender, I guess I have to make my own
drink.
Here's something cool.
Here's something very cool. And this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, over at MacDill Air Force Base,
yes.
They're going to be having the big air show over there.
Yes.
That's cool.
So very cool. I was at work the other day, and this woman came up to me, and she goes, she was all excited. She was like, oh, my God, did you see the Blue Angels fly over? And I was like, no, I missed it. And then, I told her my story when I was in the Marine Corps that I got chosen to be an escort for the Blue Angels when they did an air show at the El Toro Marine Corps Air Station that I was stationed at for a weekend. So that was kind of cool. But, no, I did not see the Blue Angels the other day. But air shows are cool.
Air shows are very cool.
Air shows are very cool, and it's amazing what these planes can do. It's amazing the balls on the pilots that do these stunts. When you're talking about, let's say, Blue Angels, F-18s, that are flying where their wings are, like, touching each other.
Yes.
And they're doing rollovers and, you know,
maneuvers.
I mean, just unbelievable. And it's basically like riding a stick of dynamite. I mean, truly, it's one false move and you're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even the older planes, like the Barnstormers and stuff like that, the tricks that they do.
Yeah.
Do they still do like the wing walkers and stuff like that?
I think so.
You got to be out of your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Why would
you do that?
Why would you stand on the wing of a perfectly good plane?
Anyway.
That wing exit is only in case of emergency.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Get back in the plane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? We've mentioned a lot of times on this show about why doesn't Florida have more solar power? Why aren't more houses and businesses powered by the sun?
Okay. Yes.
Well, California just passed a law out there that all new construction, be it residential or commercial, is going to be powered by solar energy.
Required.
Yes.
To have.
And it passed unanimously there.
The city of St. Petersburg was moving in that direction. But they did scale that back.
Right.
I think part of it is supply issues, possibly. But St. Petersburg is working on an initiative, working in that direction.
We're the sunshine state.
I know.
I mean, come on, man.
I know. And then I also saw that South St. Pete has a co-op.
Right.
Now that they've recently formed to get bulk pricing on putting solar in their neighborhoods. So as a neighborhood, you know, kind of like in a condominium getting a bulk cable contract, the neighborhoods are banding together and approaching the solar companies saying, hey, you know, well, it's you know, $10,000 to put solar panels on one house.
Right.
What if 50 of us?
Yeah, let's put, get, yeah.
You know, can we get it for $8,000 or $6,000? Yeah. So I think those type of initiatives are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we need more of that in our communities.
I think the technology has come a long way.
It has.
Because if you look at a lot of the old type of solar energy that you see on people's roofs, it's almost like a material, like a fabric kind of thing that water will run through it, you know, via PVC pipes and stuff like that. What I'm seeing now almost looks like flat screen TVs,
right,
and stuff like that. It's like a lot of glass. It's very thin, and it's glass, and it's, I don't know, it just seems a lot more high tech. And I don't know. I saw something the other day at Home Depot. They had a display, and this thing was probably, I don't know, 2.5-3 feet wide by about 5 feet tall, and it was just a panel that you could get that it's not going to do your whole house. But it would take, like, if you hooked it to just your AC unit, it would do that. So it would take the cost of your AC unit away from the rest of
your electric
your
bill.
Power bill. Nice. You know, or you could use it for something else.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Right. Well, and Elon Musk just is now starting to manufacture his solar roof tiles.
Right.
That look like regular roofs.
I just don't understand why here in Florida and in Arizona and places that are known for their sun, there should be huge, huge solar farms.
Right.
We should, like out in California where they put out those all those huge windmills.
Yes.
You know, if you've got an area that's producing natural power, you got to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
We've got more sun than anybody.
Exactly.
I mean, us in Arizona, who's got more sun than us?
Nobody.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Let's get it together.
Yes, I would love
Let's
to go.
Let's work together.
I would love
come
to
on,
go solar.
On.
Now, see, if the lake people would start an initiative like that, I'd definitely be on board. Mm-hmm. You know.
Let's turn the lake into a big solar panel where in the wintertime we can skate on it. Well, it doesn't get that cold here, but we could roller skate on it.
Right. Okay.
It'd be so hot.
Yeah, right. Fall down, burn yourself.
You're hot time. Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to play Stump the Chump. I know Mama needs a new drink.
Yes. All right. Mama needs a drink.
Mama needs a drink. Let's see. Do we have a theme for our Stump the Chump?
We do. And it's like you and I are connected somehow.
Oh. Well, we've been together for a while.
Yeah, it scares me. It's rubbing off.
We connected a few times and look what happened.
Whoa, gross.
Shockingly,
yes.
Our Stump the Chump theme.
I'm not really their dads.
No. No, no, you're never getting out of that. Our Stump the Chump theme.
Yeah.
Is the same as our musical theme this evening.
Has to do with a bunch of mothers.
It's Mother's Day trivia.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play our mother-themed version of Stump the Chump. You can give us a call, 727-498-0502, or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back.
Makes you think all the words.
right, everybody. We are back. And I know before the break I said that we were going to play Stump the Chump, but I have a question for you.
We have an answer.
Well, I don't know if you do or not. And this is something that we might need somebody to call in because got kind of in a pickle this week watching TV. My question is, how many friggin' Tarzan movies did they make? I mean, Steph and I are big TCM fans, right?
I meant to Google that.
And they, you know, TCM is great. They show all the old movies, and what they'll do is they'll highlight an actor for a week and something like that. This week, Tarzan movies. I mean, come on, man. You seen one, you seen them all.
Well, who knew there were so many?
Who could stand a week of Tarzan?
And it was movie after movie yeah. after movie. Although we did see, what was it? The Thing from Outer Space.
Oh, for Christ's sake, that was terrible too.
Well, but at least it wasn't Tarzan. Right. You know, it wasn't unbelievable. It's the same thing, time after time.
Yeah.
You know, well, she's being chased by the leopard and...
And then he swoops in and Ungawa, Ungawa.
But before he gets there, you know, she runs up a tree and there's a python, so she runs away from it and ends up in the quicksand.
One point.
Unbelievable how many, you know, people talk about sequels. I had no idea there were so many Tarzan movies.
Right. I can remember watching them as a kid, like, you know, Saturday morning and stuff like that.
Well, I thought it was all the same one.
Well, I dug them as a kid, but, you know, like, you know, now we're adults and you're looking to settle down in the evening and watch a great old classic movie. And it's, you know, another Tarzan the Ape Man.
I watched
one. Come on,
man.
Tarzan goes to New York City. Tarzan, you know.
Yeah.
Rapes Jane.
Jeez.
Well, I was mind-boggling this week. Definitely mind-boggling this week. Anyway.
Tarzan and Cheetah rob a bank.
Yeah. Oh, they had the medicine man and...
Tarzan thinks boy's a homo.
You know, Tarzan and the Lost Tribe and... Whatever. Mm-hmm. I think we should play Stump the Chump.
All right. Why don't we do that? All right, everybody. This is our Mother's Day version of Stump the Chump. Kids, does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Let's do it.
Ring softly. What president made Mother's Day an official national holiday in the United States? Was it George Washington, Woodrow Wilson, John F. Kennedy, or Abraham Lincoln Mark?
Woodrow Wilson.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Good old Woody.
Yeah. Mother's Day and the bridge from D.C. to Maryland.
I know, wasn't Woody. That? I tie in.
Oh, those were fun days. Mother's Day is the biggest holiday in the United States for what? Greeting cards.
Hallmark.
Mothers.
Do you want the choices?
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Hannah?
Flowers.
No. Ooh. Is it greeting cards? Flowers, it is not.
Is it dresses?
Chocolate sales or long distance phone calls?
Oh.
Long distance phone calls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest day for long distance phone calls. So,
Is there any such thing anymore? As a long-distance phone call? I mean, does anybody get charged for a long-distance phone call anymore?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah. Out of country. Out of, you know, long distance.
How do you get
distance?
Charged? I mean, if you're on your cell phone, right?
Oh, it shows up on your bill.
On what bill? Your cell phone bill?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of, especially, like, Canadian visitors... have to be very careful, and a lot of them don't use their Canadian cell phone when they're here because they charge roaming, which is like 50 cents a minute or something.
Wow.
So they'll go get a track phone track or phone. You know, whatever. But yeah, if you call out of country, you're going to start racking up some charges.
All right.
What is the traditional Mother's Day flower in the United States? Mark.
Rose.
No.
Tulip.
No, it should be.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
That's the one I like. So those were two of the four choices. We are down to...
Carnations.
Carnations and sunflowers, and Dad got it. So, carnation.
Well, I've got to be, like, winning now.
Well, yeah, you're up 2-1.
Yeah, all right.
Mark has two, Hannah has one. Ty's not big on the mothers.
He is a mother.
What? Now, this one was shocking. What is the highest documented number of children born to one mother?
25.
17.
You're both wrong. You both are not even close. Here are the choices.
60.
You are very close.
What?
Your choices are 59, 39, 69, or 49.
No way.
59?
Come on.
No.
How's that possible? How could 69. How
69.
How's there enough years to do that?
Multiple births, I would assume, played a large role.
I dated a girl on and off in high school, Joanne Giroux, and she was one of 14. And when the couple times that I went to her house, going into her house was like walking into a bus depot. There were a bunch of people in there that all kind of looked alike, but not exactly. And in her family, she was one of 14. There were a couple of sets of twins, too. Her parents looked like...
They were 100.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They looked like they were worn out.
I bet.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah,
I can't imagine.
She was a nice girl. Always liked Joanne. She was a very nice girl.
I cannot imagine having 14 children.
She's probably got a whole litter herself.
Yeah, she might. She might. Or none at all.
Or none at all. Yeah, she's probably like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
You know,
kids! Fuck
that. Yeah, you know, people from large families seem to go one of two ways. They either have a bunch of kids themselves or none.
Right.
You know, not going down that road. Mm-hmm. According to recent polls, Mother's Day ranks where in terms of most popular holiday? Is it fourth, third, second, or first?
I'm going to say it is probably third.
Oh, look at you.
Man.
And Mark.
Can I say what one and two are?
What, Mark? Mark goes up?
Christmas. 4th of July, Mother's Day.
Hold on. What question is this? Hold on. Wrong page. Oh, I have explanations for the answers in here somewhere. Let's see. Third, right behind Christmas.
Christmas is second.
Christmas is first.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And Easter.
Easter?
Easter is Easter. Second. Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day sneaks in before the 4th of July.
And Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Right. Yeah, you know, people are lying. The woman who gave birth to 69 children, she had 69 children between 1725 and 1765.
And then her uterus fell out.
Yes. And her boobs fell off and her head rolled down the
just
block.
Just gross. I mean, can you imagine?
I can't. I can't. So Mark has three. Hannah has one. Ty has one. Dad could win this.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Mm-hmm. As of 2010, most births occurred in what month in the United States? Is it June, September, July, or May? Hannah.
May.
No.
Well, I'm a June baby, so I'm going to say June.
No. So, Ty? I
mean, in this room, there are two June babies.
You're September? Down? Yes. It is September. And my thought is that's about 9 months after New Year's Eve. if anybody's doing any math. Mark has 3, Ty has 2, Hannah has 1. On average, how many diaper changes will a mother perform by a baby's second birthday? Is it 5,000? All of them. All of them. Yeah, usually. Is it 5,300, 7,300, 4,300, or 6,300?
I'm going 4,300.
No.
By what age?
By 2. Right. By the age of 2.
So we're talking about like 700 days. A good twice a day. Easily.
Twice a day. You see how often he changed them. Right.
Four times a day, right? Uh-huh. I'm going to go like 3,000 times.
Well, that wasn't one of the choices.
Well, what's around 3,000?
Was 4,300 that Hannah already chose, and they went up from there.
Oh. So.
6,000.
No, higher.
That was you, Ty.
No, this was Ty. 7,300.
Oh, Lord.
The average baby is changed 10 times a day, not 2.
What?
What percentage of babies are born on their due date?
None.
Is it 5%, 10%, 15%, or 20%?
I'll say 20%.
No.
5%.
Yes.
I win.
And with 5%, Dad wins. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
7,300 diaper changes to a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I was willing to give him.
Mm-hmm. Ty crap twice an hour.
You crap more than 2 times a day, you're going to have to wear it.
Oh, he did. Twice an hour, usually in his hair. Yeah.
So I have this story. I don't even know that I want to do this one, but some of it's kind of interesting. Remember last week we talked about Kanye West. He made that statement that 400 years of slavery seemed like a choice to him.
Right, okay. Right.
Well, I read this article, and it basically is saying that that was such an outlandish statement. And what's happened to America, to society in general, is that we're not really satisfied unless there is something outlandish being told or done, that kind of thing.
We have to be outraged by something.
We cannot
at
be
all times.
Yeah, we cannot be bored. As a matter of fact, the article mentioned that there is a new 11th commandment, and that is thou shalt not bore. Okay. But here's the thing.
We violated that one.
I mean, if you think about Kanye West, who comes out and makes that statement, and then at the same time basically talks about that he is like a come on.
What?
You lost me.
Anyway, he's talking about how close he is with Donald Trump.
Soulmate. Oh, yeah,
that's
Donald.
Kind of gay.
Yeah, that's a...
Look, if I say soul, and you guys don't say food or mate, you're not with me.
I said, me and Mom said brother.
Said brother, and I said, that's not it. So anyway, so we had 3 options. Brother, mate, or food.
Food.
Okay, anyway.
Let's go with food.
So anyway, I think a lot of people figured out, and the media figured out, that those statements were probably made to induce thought, to induce some sort of let's pick sides. I'm pissed about this. I think it's okay.
Try to get a reaction out of people.
Reactionary statements.
Trying to keep Kanye relevant.
Yeah,
because people don't really care.
Exactly. Anyway, this article that I read had some statements that have been made throughout history by some pretty famous people, and I want to share them with you. The first one is from Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma. I wish we had named Ty Mahatma.
Yeah.
I love that name, Mahatma. One of the greatest peace activists in history, once called black South Africans, uncivilized, troublesome, very dirty, like animals.
Oh.
Mahatma said that. Just when you thought he was cool, diaper-wearing freak. Anyway. Number two, Thomas Jefferson, America's most esteemed founding father, proclaimed Native Americans justified their own extermination.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
That's rude.
That is quite rude.
John Lennon, a musical prophet for generations, confessed he used to be cruel to women. I was a hitter.
Oh.
John Lennon.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Mm-mm. Winston Churchill, who urged England on through its darkest days, played to a darker side by remarking, "Keep England white. It's a good slogan."
Whoa.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah, not sure. That...
And the last one is by Bob Marley. He once justified raping his spouse with a cavalier, "You're my wife, and you're supposed to."
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm. By the way, today is the 37th anniversary of his death.
Hmm.
He died May 11th, 1981.
Wow.
Bob Marley.
Hmm.
Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess he meant it in a different manner.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he is such a symbol. He needed a little mellow in his world.
I always thought that Bob Marley was part of the whole 420 thing. But I don't know. It's not his birthday. It's not his death day. I mean, I thought, and I always heard that he died of a brain tumor. It turns out that he died.
Toe cancer.
Yeah. Like
toe cancer?
Yeah.
He like got a cut on his toe playing soccer.
And he got infected and killed him.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had toe mane.
Wow.
Right.
Mm. Be careful playing soccer.
Yeah, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something. Steph.
Yes.
How old were you when you learned how to tell time? Like, what grade were you in?
I would say first grade.
First grade? See, I did not. I was all into the Dick and Jane and Spot. They were teaching me how to read. In first grade. Second grade is when they started to teach us how to tell time.
I figured out how to tell time in first grade.
Oh, aren't you special? Hold on.
Oh, good for you.
And how I learned how to tell time in first grade was figuring out what time recess was and what time the end of the day was.
Yeah, I can see that.
You learn how to read a clock very quickly with that type of carrot dangling in front of your face.
Bad thing about that is...
You say the Pledge of Allegiance, you sit down, look at the clock, and you're like, how much longer until recess?
Yeah, but watching
recess?
The clock always makes the day so much longer.
Yes.
So that's you were torturing yourself.
I was torturing myself in first grade.
Do either one of you kids, I mean, can you actually tell time on an analog clock?
Yes.
You know the hands? You know there's two
Finally.
Hands. Sometimes there's three hands if there's a second hand. You know how to do that? Do you?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid. I mean, when I was learning how, I had a very hard time telling time until my grandmother, my gram, got me a watch, and here I'm saying, hey, that's enough. Got me a watch, and instead of having, you know, it had all of the numbers, right? But in between, like the one and the two and all that, it had little numbers, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that kind of thing, right? So that really
That's helpful.
I've worn a watch pretty much my whole life.
Right.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You know,
well, nowadays nobody does.
What is going on?
I don't know. She all of a sudden got a hair up her butt or something. I don't know.
Cool it. Show's not over. Anyway, that's our dog Tilly. She's trying to be part of the show. But anyway, as far as, like I said, I've worn a watch pretty much my whole life. A lot of people don't.
Well, with cell phones now.
Yeah, you don't really need them.
Everybody's looking at their phone.
Yeah, but before cell phones came out,
Everybody wore a watch.
Well, a lot of people did, but still a lot of people didn't. And those people, I just automatically assumed they didn't know how to tell time. You know, I've worn both kinds of watches, analog that I'm wearing now, and I've worn digital. But wearing a digital watch always, I always felt like I was cheating. That's kind of cheating when you wear like
No, it's not.
Yeah,
kinda. When it's telling you all the numbers.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you're not really.
So what?
You're not telling time. You're reading time. You're not telling time.
What's the? I mean, there's not a difference.
There's a difference.
There's not a difference.
There's a difference.
It's the same. Time is fake anyway.
Oh, here goes Ty again. Conspiracy theory.
I saw a blurb in the Week magazine that said some British schools are switching entirely to digital clocks as fewer and fewer students know how to tell time from analog clocks. So I don't want to see analog clocks go away. I think it's important that people still know how to tell time.
Well, and I think it's a little ridiculous that they're going away in the school. Why aren't they teaching them how to read them?
Exactly.
What are they?
I read a thing. It's because the kids are too stressed during tests because they don't know how long they have to take the test.
I'm so pissed about kids being stressed.
Well, teach them how to read the damn clock, and they won't be so stressed.
Why now in this day and age are we so concerned about kids' stress levels? You know what I mean?
Here's because they don't get to play outside. They don't have recess.
Here's a story
they don't
I
have
heard
free
earlier
play.
This week.
They only eat
this
sugar.
Mother, this
they
mother,
only eat sugar
this mother
and
is
fast
suing,
food.
This mother is suing a school board because her daughter didn't make the cheerleading tryouts. She wasn't selected for the team. So she's going to sue the school board. Now, how is this daughter ever going to make it in life if she can't handle competition?
Right.
Maybe the daughter can, but the mother can't.
Right.
The mother needs to step back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there are battles.
Usually and, that's the case.
And if,
the
you're the, and if you're the daughter... And your mom has threatened to sue the school board, and you are now placed on the team. Do you want to be on that team?
Right.
Having everybody else on the team know.
Yeah, no.
Oh, she's the one.
Yeah.
She's got to be on the team because her mom was going to sue us.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because the mother, I mean, she's insane.
She is insane. That is insane. I mean, there are times where... parents need to intervene with their children in their schooling and different aspects of things.
Right.
But you also have to let them make their own choices, their own decisions,
absolutely,
right or wrong. And it's not a perfect world, and it never will be.
Here's another quick story. University of Texas.
Yes.
They are looking to hire... a healthy masculinities coordinator. Healthy masculinities coordinator. The hire will observe a new program designed to help young men resist such stereotypical male behaviors as being fiercely independent and successful and taking care of people.
Oh, my.
All of those things are desirable traits, not only in men, but in women.
Yeah. In human beings in general.
Well, they don't want you to be that. They want you to be cattle.
Yes.
So you'll accept when all of your food comes out of a 3D printer.
It says here, students stuck in these restrictive gender roles should not feel guilty, the program advises, and can get help to break the cycle.
Wow.
And this is where?
Texas.
University of Texas.
It doesn't seem like a very Texas kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, well, there are two kinds of people that come from Texas, from what I understand.
Look, I got these quotes. That so I been, do I have time for so my been, quotes?
Yes, quickly.
All right.
Oh, my.
Here are the quotes that I get every week out of the Week magazine. The first one says, the poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer.
The poorest way? Is that what you said?
The poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer. Theodore Roosevelt.
That's a good one.
Go Teddy. Mm-hmm.
The next one says, The next one says, I do not think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
Abe Stinkin' Lincoln.
I get that Absolutely.
The next one says, eloquence is logic on fire.
Fire!
And that came from theologian Lyman Beecher. And the last one says, I'll tell you what leadership is, Ty. It's persuasion and conciliation and education and patience. It's long, it's slow, tough work. Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yes.
Eisenhower. That's all Ike.
We so need Isaac to wrap Eisenhower. It up.
All right, everybody, listen. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're right down here to the end of our show. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end?
No.
Nothing. Stephanie?
No, not really.
Okay. Ty?
No.
Nothing. I don't have anything other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs, Semper Fi Frank Rivera. God, I miss you, Mom. Listen, Sunday is Mother's Day. If you got them, hug them up. Even if you don't, find a way to tell
hug
them.
Somebody
hug
else's.
Them up.
Tell them that you still love them. Moms are important, man. Moms are important. Listen, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We look forward to speaking to you again next Friday. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks for calling in, everybody. Damn it! All right, we'll be back next week. Good night.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me.
That's it.